Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stage, but that's enough too. Look at the stage. But there's been a little change in the arrangement of who's on the stage because of the First Lady's husband contracting COVID. But look at this room and what you see. Pardon? That's right. She's fine. Me. That's not together. The second lady, the first gentleman. How about that? Anyway,
it's all fun and games, folks. It's all a big joke. As people are dying in Ukraine, our politicians are in on the gag. It's all a big sick joke. Jen Psaki cutting it up yesterday with the establishment media Democrat activists during her press conference. She's cutting it up, talking about the Russian sanctions. Oh, it's all just a joke. Oh, Russia doesn't even know that it's Biden Jr., so I guess his dead father got sanctioned. And then the press laughs. Then you have Biden, who I guess tests positive for COVID. I mean, he's not up there wearing a mask. He's not quarantined. He's addressing Congress. Kamala Harris's husband apparently has COVID, too. I don't even care. Somebody tests positive for COVID, wants to come to work, doesn't bother me one bit. I'm not afraid. And we've had enough real-world experience now being around COVID, being around people with COVID, that it's okay. It's okay. But it's all a joke. Biden, the First Lady's husband has COVID. That's you, Joe. Ha, 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 says the American media. It's all just a joke. And then Lindsey Graham, he's never seen a war he didn't want you to die in. He's never seen a war he didn't want someone else to die in. Lindsey Graham gives a press conference today after the Zelensky press conference to Congress. He's laughing it up. He's cutting up jokes. Oh, let's send drones. Let's send missiles. You know, pretty much anything to Ukraine except nuclear, except nuclear. And the media laughs. He's like, oh, what's a switchblade drone? Sounds great. Let's send those too. Ha 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 ha. Russia's losing. Russia's losing. Russia's losing. And then you see Zelensky pretty much on his knees begging the U.S. to save him and save Ukraine. Oh, but Russia's losing. Oh, yeah. And they just think you're so stupid, you're going to believe conflicting messages at the same time. You know, here's what the stance should be from the average American person, even if you're opinionated on this subject material. Whatever your emotions towards Russia or Putin or Ukraine and Zelensky, here's what should be the common sense, universal approach to this from the American people. And that is, I'm sick of being lied to. I want nothing to do with this. Okay, it's sad what's happening in Ukraine. There's death on both sides. There's innocent civilians getting slaughtered. But I'm sick and tired of being lied to about what's going on in Ukraine, so why would I want to invest anything in that region? Why would I want to invest anything in that conflict when I can't trust anything as far as information goes coming out of Ukraine? Why would I want anything to do with that? We've been lied to constantly since day one of Russia going into Ukraine, all the way up to whatever day we're on now, probably around, I guess, 3 or more weeks. And we've been lied to since day one. Why would I trust any of the information coming out? And why would I want to invest anything as far as financially, emotionally, physically? Why would I want to do anything involving Ukraine when I'm being lied to about it 24/7. No thank you. That should be the common sense average American's response to this. But we got war hawks on both sides of the aisle, from the Bidens to the Pelosis to the Grahams to the Romneys. Alex Jones with his response to all of this coming up next. But, oh, Russia's losing as Ukraine begs for help.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, March 16th, 2022, edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have news of the utmost importance to break down right now, dealing with the ongoing Ukraine conflict spiraling out of control. This information cannot simply be lost in the sea of other factoids and developments. This is paramount to ending the conflict in Ukraine, and this is the reason that Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. The CIA today has declassified that they have been in a proxy war with U.S. troops fighting the Russians since 2014, and there have been casualties on both sides, thousands of them. This has been suppressed. This has been covered up. The CIA has been directing a foreign legion of people as far away as Australia, people as close as Poland, Germany, France, the UK, leading the Ukrainians in an attempt to retake the eastern areas that the Russians took over in 2014. There is a giant article in Yahoo News today, exclusive secret CIA training program in Ukraine, help Kiev prepare for Russian invasion. Now, I'm going to go over the article here, but here's the real takeaway. This is why Putin came in, and this is what Putin was talking about, the heavy weapons, the training coming in, and NATO backing it, and basically how Zelensky was openly saying that they were becoming a NATO/EU state, when they had promised previously to be a neutral buffer zone. So this wasn't just weapons being moved in. This was the U.S. in a covert war with U.S. troops directly commanding forces killing Russians and Russian separatists in the eastern areas. Think about that. Now, also, another large point here, and then I'll get to the main point. You, of course, have heard this here exclusively on InfoWars for years. And that's because I could go into congressional funding and see the classified earmarks going in. And then I talked to my extensive connections in the U.S. military, who would just go, yeah, they're over there training people to fight the Russians. And then I made some other contacts. And, of course, it was revealed to me that it was a CIA operation, but that would obviously be who would be in charge of it. I didn't even need people who've worked for and with and in the CIA to tell me that. But I have that from at least five sources, including two of them that have been in the combat with the Russians. And I've told you this dozens of times here on air. And the reason that's important is I wasn't just surmising that we were in a proxy war over there and surmising that George Soros brags on CNN that he overthrew Ukraine in 2014 and put their puppet in on Fareed Zakaria, or he goes on C-SPAN and says he's the emperor of Russia and he's going to overthrow all those countries to precipitate the Russians to invade, to defensively take back an area being used by military forces against them. It's called a counter offensive. When a government next door to you, that historically is based on your people, is overthrown, and then you have a separatist area that's being shelled and attacked for years, and the CIA is directing those attacks, what do you expect Russia to do? I don't want Russia to invade. I didn't want this to happen. I want peace. But I also understand the facts of George Soros and the globalists and Obama, and this continued under Trump, and Trump sent in the anti-tank missiles for them as well, escalating this crisis. You know, the truth is Trump was very hard on Russia, put huge sanctions on them, and threatened to nuke Russia and attack Moscow if they attack Kiev. That's why they didn't attack. And so Trump was a big part of this escalation. For all of you out there on the left claiming he was pro Russia, that's just preposterous. In fact, all their lies about him being pro-Russia made him become more hardline and basically helped push Putin into this position. So I'm not attacking Trump. I'm just laying out the real players and the real facts. But this sits squarely at the Democrats and the Eastern establishment's feet. And so here's the most important point. Why is the CIA now speaking to Yahoo News, and why is this being pushed everywhere? Because they think you're stupid. Previous to the Russians fully invading and responding to this offensive against them and their sovereignty and their security, you would hear, oh, there's no Western people over there. There's no support. The U.S. isn't doing anything. We're not involved, even though all the money and training was obviously going in and the evidence was there. But now that the world's firmly turned against Russia, now that Russia's clearly starting to lose, now they can brag and go, yes, we were there the whole time training the people to fight these evil Russians, and then brand that offensive as a defensive operation. So this is really, really disgusting, and this is how they manage history. It's how they control people, and I just want to live in peace. I don't want a bunch of wars. I don't want $8 a gallon gas, and I don't want U.S. troops over there dying in an inter-Slavic civil war conflict. And then the cherry on top is having the entire corporate establishment media that said we were all Russian agents who wanted to secure the border and secure the dollar and secure our military and secure our children's futures. We all get called Russian agents while you've got the Clintons and the globalists up to their eyeballs getting money from the Russians, who they've been double dealing with, as well as the communist Chinese. And all this does is push the world away from America and push China and Russia together closer and starts hurting the dollar long term. So there's a larger global force that's manipulating all this, and they're going to use this conflict to track and control money, to bring in the cashless society, social credit score grid on the back of COVID. They used it to cover up what really happened with COVID, right, as that was starting to blow up in their face and really threaten their whole system. And then it allows them to call Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Tulsi Gabbard, all those other people, Russian agents and traitors and treasonous, because we can find Ukraine on a map. We know the history. We understand that we don't support what Putin did, but we understand the West was provocative and basically pushed them into it. And then the Russian intelligence agencies told Putin that he could win quickly, which was total disinformation. I was saying that 3+ weeks ago. I said he's going to go into a trap unless he successfully bought off all these groups. And I knew the CIA had been in their training folks, so I believe they were going to put up major stiff resistance. And so now you've seen that. So
That's the full spectrum analysis. Owen Schroyer is about to take over. I want to thank all the listeners for keeping us on the air. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got a bunch of great products back in stock. BioTruth Selenium is 40% off. We've got the new D3 gummies. When I say new, they came out last year and sold out. We finally got them back in stock. The D3 gummies for your immune system and more. That's 25% off. 40% off VasoBeats that creates the nitrous oxide in the blood that is so good for your heart, your arteries, everything else. It's 40% off back in stock and sold out for 8 months. Fizzy Magnesium, so good for pre-workout, post-workout, great to give you energy in the day, makes you sleep really deep and good at night. It's got the two different types of magnesium. Most of these magnesium powders don't have it. It really is incredible. It's 25% off, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air and for spreading the word, because without you, we would have been shut down, and we're doing our most important work now. So thanks for visiting InfoWarsStore.com for water filtration, air filtration, storable food, books, films, and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com funds InfoWars.com and all our great work so we can bring you tomorrow's news today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, I have to say, I find it rather funny. Yahoo News exclusive. CIA training program in Ukraine helped Ukraine prepare for Russian invasion. Folks, we've been reporting about these CIA groups for years at InfoWars, but specifically since this conflict started, we've been telling you that. Oh, but
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Again, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder is about to take over here in about 3 minutes, but I wanted to just recap and finish up what I was covering in that last critical segment. The CIA and the State Department are now openly bragging in a Yahoo News article that we'll put on screen. Exclusive secret CIA training program in Ukraine helped Kiev prepare for Russian invasion. And in it, it says they went over there in 2014 and decided on whether or not they could launch a major operation to train them as a paramilitary with sabotage operations and major resistance operations as a stay-behind network. And, of course, the U.S. had already done this during the Cold War as well, all over Eastern Europe, setting up similar stay-behind networks. So most of these men's fathers and grandfathers had already worked with the CIA and with NATO and the Pentagon. Many of them have been trained, Fort Benning, Georgia, and many other areas, School of Americas. And so these networks were then beefed up, and then they gave the report back 2 years later in 2016 that, indeed, they were ready to fight. And so then you could have Soros and the media start the drum roll and start saying they were going to control Ukraine. Ukraine was NATO, and they were going to put missiles on Russia's border to antagonize Russia into invading. And Russia has now rolled right into a gigantic trap. Exclusive secret CIA training program in Ukraine helped Kiev prepare for Russian invasion. Ukrainian snipers had a problem. Russian forces in eastern Ukraine were trying to blind them. Oh, that's right. And so it goes into how they were victims and how terrible it was. And then, oh, but the CIA then sent people in and started training everybody, and they were great people, and they were going to resist, and they were going to win. You've got to go read this for yourself, how they killed Russian generals and sniper attacks, and, again, how they were battling the Russians in those Russian-held areas in the east that the Russians said they took because the Russian citizens that lived there for thousands of years with their families, family lines, were being attacked. And it's all here in this article, spinning it and pushing it and admitting that they've done this. So we've been at war with Russia, with U.S. troops commanding forces in the field since 2014, at least the year that the U.S. government with Soros overthrew their elected president. So there you have it, and now the world's on the edge of nuclear war, and the CIA's overthrown hundreds of governments in its history, and now it's basically overthrown the U.S. government by stealing the election in 2020, and we all know it, because it's not a group that works for America. It works for global corporations and has sold our country out, and it's despicable. So it's a big story that the U.S. overthrew that government and then started a paramilitary war with the Russians, and then the Russians got punched in the nose enough to actually invade and are now in a giant bear trap. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I just wish we could all have peace, and I just wish we could all get control of our governments again and not be run by these bureaucracies and these intelligence agencies. But we are run by them. You know what their agenda is? Break up our families, make us poor, dumb us down, give us $8 a gallon gas. So this is, these are not American groups. And they've got some of our best people, our military, working for them. And it's just a very sad thing. And they're having their CRT, critical race theory, divide and conquer program to call out the good people out of the military. And then the military will be fully an instrument of these globalists, and then we're all in great trouble. And while the CIA is battling the Russians in Ukraine, our borders are wide open, and Joe Biden has declared the American people who support Trump or support borders or question elections to be terrorists who are imminently about to stage terror attacks, and that the CIA and military with the FBI will illegally, domestically come after all of us. And that's all official, and that's where we are. Again, back to Owen Schroeder.
Thank you, Alex. We're back here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, and I'm going to start getting into the stacks of news. I really want to take a lot of phone calls today, and we don't have any guests on the schedule. Fourth hour host is going to be Kate Daly, but I'd like to take phone calls today, get your response to the latest developments as far as the U.S. getting involved in Ukraine are concerned. After Zelensky's press conference today, begging Congress, begging the United States for help. But the media here tells us that Russia's losing, Ukraine is winning, and then Ukraine comes, Zelensky comes and grovels for help. But hey, Ukraine's winning. We can trust the media. We're not being lied to about everything over there at all. But, you know, we have an archivist, and you've seen a lot of the great work he does. It's really amazing. And you see all the videos of Alex Jones from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, a month ago, 5 months ago, whatever, just accurately foreseeing everything, the foresight, you know, tomorrow's news today, next year's news today, whatever you want to say. And, I mean, he can go back. I pretty much remember everything I cover. It's not a perfect memory, but it's pretty solid. I know I've covered the CIA's involvement in Ukraine, training the proxy groups. I'm sure Alex has covered it probably years ago. So I don't know if the archivist plans on releasing any of that information. It's just, or those archives, it's just funny to sit here and it's like, oh, Yahoo News exclusive, CIA training proxy groups in Ukraine. No kidding. No kidding. And we've been saying that since day one. That's part of Putin's beef. And it just gets ignored by the Western press because they are the CIA. But, again, just to get back to my point, and when we come back, we'll cover the latest news. It shouldn't be a controversial opinion to say, because we've been lied to about everything in Ukraine, we should have no involvement. And that's how the American people should feel. But that's more of a kind of a callous, remove yourself from the situation, take on it, which I have no problem with. But now, every time I tune in to a press conference, and the Republicans have had like five today, since the Zelensky address this morning, I'm sure Democrats have had some too, it's just every time I tune on the TV, in breaks or this morning after the Zelensky begging for help, even though he's winning. Every time it's been Republicans, and every time I hear the same crap. And again, what's with the T-shirt look? He can't even put on a nice, not even a jacket to address Congress. I mean, the whole thing is just, you know, he's playing a role, folks. He's pretending he's a military man. He's not. He's a comedian. I mean, can you imagine Stephen Colbert running the country? Can you imagine, you know, Howard Stern or Jimmy Fallon or something running the country? Well, that's Zelensky in Ukraine right now in these important times for Ukraine. Yeah, how's that going for you? But every time I tune in, I'm hearing the same talking points. We need to be standing for Ukraine and freedom. It's all about freedom and freedom and freedom. Oh, where were you during the COVID lockdowns? Where were you during the vaccine mandates? Huh. Oh, but you want to talk about freedom in Ukraine, but not here in America? How about screw you? And then the other one is, oh, the devastation in Ukraine. The devastation in Ukrainian cities. It's so bad. Have you looked at our cities lately? Have you taken a walk down Main Street and First Street in our cities lately, in the U.S., you ever seen that devastation? Oh, but freedom in Ukraine, devastation in Ukrainian cities. But here in America, who cares about us? It's all about Ukraine.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So here's the big fraud that is just an ideological fraud, a logical fraud, coming from our politicians and our media in the last 48 hours. But it really goes back more than that. but you'll understand. Russia's losing. And then Vladimir Zelensky gives his speech to Congress begging for help. Does that sound like a country that's winning the war? You know, I even wonder, as the crew puts that the story up about the CIA proxy groups being trained in Ukraine to fight Russia. I mean, we even probably have news headlines on that, video headlines on that from weeks ago. But I'll digress off the point. Every American that can think at all should realize how much we're being lied to just from the last 48 hours. Russia's winning, or excuse me, Freudian slip. Russia's losing, but here's Ukraine, Zelensky, begging for help. As if it's our duty to get involved in Ukraine. What do you hear about Ukraine from our politicians and our media? Freedom! It's all about their freedom. They have the rights to have a border and not be invaded, and freedom! And what's their stance on policy here? We don't get borders, we don't get freedom. That's for Ukraine, you see. Not that I was for it, but they had to fight tooth and nail in Congress just to send out $600 stimulus checks to Americans. $600 for an American. They're in the process. I mean, when it's all said and done, it's going to be about $15 billion sent to Ukraine this year alone. Where do you think that money's going? But let's stop right there and cover these headlines, and we'll get back to that question. Zelensky calls out Biden and U.S. during address to Congress. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace. Biden, the leader of the world. Biden, who doesn't even know who he is. He doesn't even know who he is anymore. He says, Jill Biden's husband tested positive for COVID. And then the media laughs. He's like, oh, that's me. He just figured that one out. He's Joe Biden. He just figured it out. He wakes up every day in the White House and says, where the hell am I? That's just a direct quote from him, if you trust him at his word. But, oh, Russia's losing the war, but Ukraine's begging us for help. That makes sense. Zelensky wants a no-fly zone, so he wants war with Russia. He just wants everyone else to fight it now, as he pretends to be a military man. Says that the U.S. and Congress needs to do more. Invokes Martin Luther King, invokes 9/11. Hey, man, we got our own problems, okay? We've done enough for you in Ukraine. We've done enough for NATO. If you can't figure out how to help yourself and help yourselves with all the help we've done for you, which probably didn't help at all, but that shouldn't be our problem. But let's send more money over there. Where do you think that's going? Large Polish cities reaching capacity, as UN says, over 3 million refugees have fled Ukraine. Ukraine's winning! Ukraine's winning, guys. 3 million have fled the country. Zelensky's begging for help from the U.S. Ukraine is winning. People don't even think anymore. This is the most obvious. You're just being lied to. You're being deceived. You're being manipulated. And who has been the voice in the wilderness being honest about all this? Well, it's been InfoWars, and it's been a few others out there. All I do is tell it like it is. And it's been pretty obvious when they keep saying Ukraine is winning that they're not winning at all. But they just keep saying Russia losing, Ukraine winning. And then it's, oh, millions have fled Ukraine. Oh, Ukraine begging U.S. for help. But they're winning, though. They are winning. They need more of your money because they're winning. Here's a take from Pedro Gonzalez, journalist. Americans need to know that Zelensky's acting in bad faith. Over about 2 days, he said Ukraine must accept that it won't join NATO and that a U.S.-led NATO must establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Zelensky doesn't want peace negotiations. He wants America's blood and treasure. Why wouldn't Zelensky come out months ago saying they won't join NATO? Why wouldn't Zelensky have come out in a either joint statement with Putin or in his own statement saying, hey, we want to denazify and we want to demilitarize Ukraine as well. Do you know why, folks? See, it all goes back to the important clip of Joe Biden. In fact, we should probably put this up, guys. In fact, let's do that. It'll be clip 2B. Let's get the old Joe Biden clip at the Council on Foreign Relations, because this is very key today. And our audience grows every day, and there might be people who've never seen this clip. But when you understand this clip, you understand everything. Joe Biden bragging in front of the Council on Foreign Relations that he basically blackmails and bribes Ukraine with foreign aid to do his bidding. So why wouldn't Zelensky have come out months ago and said, in either a joint statement with Putin or on his own, said, we're not going to join NATO, and we also want to denazify and demilitarize? Why wouldn't Zelensky do that? You go back to Biden's statement at the Council on Foreign Relations, and you fast forward in time to today, the answer's obvious, folks. Money. Money, 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 money. Money. Oh, Zelensky, you want that $1 billion in humanitarian aid? Oh, you better not get rid of our CIA proxy groups. You better not get away. You better not get rid of our biological weapons labs. You better not get away of all of. You better not get rid of all of NATO's forward operating bases. Because if you do, we're not going to send you $14 billion. So what does Zelensky say? I guess I'll side with the Bidens and America and take the $14 billion and put my people at risk. And where do you think that money's going, by the way? Who's paying attention to where $14, $15, $16 billion of our taxpayer dollars, who's monitoring that as it goes into Ukraine, one of the most corrupt countries on earth? Where do you think that money's going? And why do I have a sneaking suspicion some of that's going to end up right into a Biden bank account? You guys, do we have that clip, though, by the way? Let's go back in time. You want to know why Zelensky couldn't make a peace deal with Russia? You want to know why Zelensky has been so bad for Ukraine? Let's wind back the clock and listen to Joe Biden. I believe this was the year 2014 or 15, bragging about how he bribes and blackmails Ukraine with U.S. foreign aid to their country.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Yeah, who would cover up Biden's criminal activities. And so now it's the same thing, folks, except it's bigger money and it's bigger conflicts. And it's a geopolitical matter. Not just little petty corruption between American politicians in Ukraine. It's potentially World War III.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kiev, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
That's gangster mafia level behavior right there from Joe Biden. But I guess he runs his own criminal empire, the Biden crime family. Just a little context for those that are unaware. There was a prosecutor in Ukraine that was investigating the Biden's business dealings in Ukraine, like Hunter Biden making millions of dollars at a gas company with no experience, sitting on a board of directors. and all the other deals that Biden was making with his business partner like Tony Bobulinski, who went public with all of it. Media ignored it. No, that's gangster-level mafia behavior from Joe Biden saying, I, as the vice president, am not going to release foreign aid to your country unless you fire a prosecutor who's investigating my crimes. I mean, The Godfather is a great movie, right? That's real life right there. I mean that is real life mafia Don Joe Biden right there. Now, why do I play this clip again? Because it's so important. If you understand that, you understand what's going on in Ukraine. And you understand why Russia is sick of it. And you understand why Zelensky has been such an incompetent, feckless leader in the last 3 weeks. And you understand why we are now sending tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine. Ukraine is now playing ball with the West. They're in control of him. He probably wishes Putin could save his ass like he saved Yovanovitch or the last Ukrainian president during the coup in 2014. The Bidens, the Clintons, the Bushes, you name it, all these corrupt political empires, all these criminal political empires in the West have been dirty dealing in Ukraine for years, including Pelosi. And Putin knows that. And the funny thing is, Putin would probably let these people steal their loot. He just wants the gun off Russia's head. He just wants the proverbial gun to the forehead of Russia off, out, done, which is Ukraine with the NATO bases and the Western biological weapons labs. And the media won't tell you any of this. And now Zelensky's caught up in this web, and who knows what's even going on, really. But, you know, it is funny if you go look. I mean, look, I'm not trying to be like the left here that's so deranged in their mental disorder we call liberalism, where Sarah Silverman sees spray paint on a sidewalk that just indicates that there's an electrical line underneath it because they're about to do some digging or some construction. And she says, oh, look, a Nazi swastika. So I'm not trying to go full deranged mental leftist here. But, I mean, is Zelensky not wearing a Nazi Iron Cross on his T-shirt when he delivered his speech to Congress? I mean, you tell me. I mean, you look at the cross, you look at the Nazi cross on the uniform. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of the same thing. But, hey. I'm not the one that freaks out over all this Nazi symbology like there's a Nazi around every corner like the left does. I'm just saying, did you guys notice that? Did you notice the Nazi Iron Cross he was wearing, or was that a joke? And I guess you don't care about the only neo-Nazi faction that's left that I guess didn't get hired by the U.S. government in the NASA program or what else. I guess that the neo-Nazis in Ukraine don't exist, and I guess that's not a Nazi Iron Cross that Zelensky is wearing. Folks, it's pretty clear that Zelensky cut a deal, and it was probably his biggest mistake ever. He cut a deal with the West. He's cutting deals with the corrupt political empires of America, and the Ukrainian people are suffering because of it. That's what's going on, and it's disgusting that the American media is propping all of this up as a good thing. Once again, running cover for the Biden crime family. So that's why I play that clip of the foreign relations. If you can understand that, you can understand everything. So let me continue with this news here. African reporter calls out White House's strategy in Ukraine. You guys are pushing these guys to commit suicide. That's it. Bingo. That's what Zelensky's doing. That's what the West is doing. And ladies and gentlemen, it is despicable. It is diabolical. It is disgusting. Russia's losing. Russia's losing. Russia's losing. Tune in to Vladimir Zelensky's press conference begging the U.S. for help. And by the way, I had people sending me clips last night of old War Room broadcasts saying, hey, look, you were right. It has been Ukraine bombing Ukrainian civilians. And then it got confirmed in other news reports, like how they shot that journalist that they lied about. And then we had the guest on yesterday on the War Room from Ukraine. And again, this is sick. Like, I really don't like this part of my thinking process and ideology, but it's like, if I'm going to shoot 99% with it, I'm going to take the shot. If you just take everything the American media tells you and assume it's a lie and find truth in the opposite of it, you're actually more informed than most people. So, yeah, oh, Russia's bombing Ukrainian civilians. Turns out it was Ukraine. But what do you expect? They're handing out weapons and heavy artillery to citizens on the street, many of them gangsters, and then they end up shooting up apartment buildings, holding poor Ukrainians hostage, stealing their money. It's like, oh, you gave guns to criminals? No kidding. But guys, it's a Yahoo News exclusive that the CIA has been training troops in Ukraine to fight Russia. It's a Yahoo News exclusive. Nobody had any idea that's been going on forever. Nobody's ever been reporting on that for the entire time this conflict broke out. Oh, just right here at InfoWars. Next month's news today. It's not even a secret. That's the thing. They say, oh, secret. Oh, exclusive. Are you kidding me? Secret, exclusive, anybody with two hands and access to a book or the internet or a library that can read could have figured that deal out. But see, it all comes back to Joe Biden at the Council on Foreign Relations, the Biden crime family. It's Biden again. I mean, it's literally Biden again. It's not Joe Biden, but essentially Joe Biden has Zelensky by the short hairs. And it's very simple. Just like at the Council on Foreign Relations, he says, do you want $15 billion in foreign aid? And Zelensky says, I do. And Biden says, then you're going to jump when I say jump. You're going to bark when I say bark. And you're going to sit when I say sit. And Zelensky says, yes, sir. And then they get $15 billion. And where do you think that money's going to go? Somehow I feel that money's going to end up into the Biden crime family coffers. Where is $15 billion going to Ukraine? And this just shows you how corrupt the U.S. government is. Again, they have to scratch and claw with something I don't agree with, but they have to scratch and claw to give the U.S. people $600 in a stimulus check when they shut down the economy for a year. Oh, that's how much, $600 will help. Again, I don't support that form of communism, but $600 for the American people, they scratch and claw. $15 billion for Ukraine, pass it overnight, baby. Because they have stock in weapon manufacturers and defense contractors that they're making huge amounts of money on. And they know how to wash that money and launder that money that goes into Ukraine and find ways to put it right back into their pocketbooks. It's all a big, giant boondoggle, folks. It's more corrupt American politicians running a money laundering, insider trading boondoggle as innocent people in Ukraine and civilians get slaughtered. And seriously, where is the American left that has been against innocent people being slaughtered because of the financial interest of Western politicians? It's funny how silent they are all of a sudden.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.